Yes.
Okay, I'm with you. Is that, there's a 15 that does turn that corner. Is he able to get by you and get out of there?
Yeah, if I want 3 feet towards the top, I'm not going to open my door.
I'm sorry, you broke up there. Say it again.
Yeah, so the last one pulled up next to me. I guess it's the 15. They must be rerouted, but I'm not going to open my door to talk to him. He's just kind of sitting here watching the guy behind me.
Alright, I want you to wave at him and tell him to get the heck out of there. Tell him to go, go, go.
He's going, and yeah, he's all closed up because the guy did try to get into his mess also.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about. I don't need him. Don't need him disabling another bus.
He's coming over to my window and yelling. He's more crazy and like just maniacally laughing.
I copy. Okay, just keep everything shut. My partner is talking to police still right now.
He's trying to break the pole, the 15 number pole here on 18th and Alder. He's like messing with the poles and shaking it crazily.
And your block was 2468, correct?
2434.
2434, gotcha. Okay, yeah, your block disappeared because he shut that bus off, so. 2434, do you see anybody, police or road soup?
Not a single person. And he's disappeared on around the corner on 19th, but there's a wall, so he's probably just right around there. I'm still not going to go out.
That's fine. Do you feel comfortable shutting your bus off and then doing what we were saying and turning it back on and then restarting your bus now that he's not quite so close to you?
Certainly, but by doing that, won't that mean that I lose contact with you?
For just a moment, yes. But I want you to try to get that bus started so I can get you out of there.
Okay, just turned it off.
Okay, just give it 30 seconds and then put it back in the night run. Make sure that it's in neutral. Make sure your emergency brake is set, obviously. We got supervisor close. I'm going to lose you again. I'm going to call you right back.